You're listening to Weekend Edition. I'm Mary Angish. It's time for the Community Report, and joining us via Zoom today is Madeline Clark. She writes for The Other Paper and covers stories in South Burlington and surrounding towns. Welcome, Maddie.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
Let's start out with your reporting on high school students who've had to be schooling from home since March and had to cancel or postpone some really big events, big milestone things in their life. What did you find out in your reporting?
Well, I think that they're definitely disappointed. I mean, these are rites of passage, the big prom night dance and graduation, walking the stage. They seem like such a given to so many of us. It's just what happens when you're a senior in high school. But by and large, I feel like they've been coping really well, at least the students that I spoke with, and really putting things in perspective. I spoke with one student who said, in the grand scheme of everything that's happening with this pandemic, it doesn't feel like the biggest loss to not have prom. But I did speak to a couple who had bought dresses and they were disappointed because they're definitely trying to figure out what to do with those gowns now.
Is there any talk or appetite for having a graduation ceremony later? What were you hearing?
Right now, what we're hearing is that they are looking to hold some kind of virtual celebration on June 12th, which would have been the graduation at St. Michael's College in the gym. They're working on things right now to have some kind of program ready for June 12th and hopefully something virtual. And then of the students that had been surveyed in the senior class, 85% had said that they would like to have an in-person ceremony, even if it was at a later date. And they were given a few options, looking at dates in July and August, all with the caveat that, of course, we have to see what the virus is like at that point. You know, it does seem like there will be something in person if they can manage to have something in person at a later date.
And let's pivot and talk about Ramadan for folks who are observing the holiday itself and what it's looking like in the Muslim community who celebrate.
You know, Ramadan is this observance for the Muslim practitioners of fasting and prayer and self-improvement in their faith and family and all other aspects of life. And it's really a time to come together, to come together to pray and to come together to break fast. And so they haven't been able to kind of recognize the period in that traditional way. And the Islamic Society of Vermont and South Burlington has posted prayer like live streams. It's a month of generosity and giving for the community. And so at least for the Islamic Society of Vermont, they count on Ramadan as, their website had listed like 90% of their fundraising for their operational budget. And so they were looking to get somewhere upwards of $100,000 during this period. And it's been challenging to do that. But it was neat when I was talking to the president of the Islamic Society of Vermont. He said that they have felt very supported by even the broader community, just folks calling to say that they're with them and they feel for them and some people even donating. You know, I think it's about 2 months after Ramadan is the Hajj, which is one of the five pillars of Islam. If you have the financial means and if you're physically able, you're supposed to make this pilgrimage to Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And that gathers annually about like 2 million people. And so for obvious reasons, that probably won't occur as normal this year. That's another, I guess, celebration that'll have to be observed in a different way or postponed.
Madeline Clark is staff writer for The Other Paper. And you can find links to those stories online at vpr.org in the Community Report. Thanks, Maddie.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Mary.
You're listening to Weekend Edition.